Okay, so now we move on to the Gemara of Ein Karmelis Bekelim. So that comes up on Daf Hey Amid Aleph also. The Gemara was trying to figure out the case of the Mishnah, and the Gemara at one point suggests that you have Dalet al Dalet because of Chaskol Shabiyado. He's holding a basket inside his hand. So the Gemara said, if he's holding the Chaskol Lemala Me'asara Tfachim, that would be considered Rishus HaYachid, because there's Dalet al Dalet and Gerachis Mechitzta. So that clearly can't be the Mishnah, because then the Balabayis is taking from Rishus HaYachid and he's putting it back into Rishus HaYachid. So that can't be the Mishnah. What is the case of the Mishnah? Traskel biyada lemata me'asara, below 10 tefachim. The Balabayis takes it from his Rishus, which is Rishus HaYachid, puts it into the traskel shabiyada ani lemata me'asara. That's considered anocha and Rishus HaRabim b'mokom dalet al dalet. Now that seems to be very problematic, as Tosfos points out. Vim tomar, nehid Rishus HaYachid lohava Rishus HaRabim nami lohava lekarmelis. Why is the traskel considered a Rishus HaRabim? It should be considered a karmelis. And midoraisa, you should be potter. So the case of the Mishnah shouldn't be a classic case of Hotzah B'Shabbos. That's Tosa's question. Tosa's answer, in Karmelis B'Kalim. You can't have a Karmelis inside a Kli. Kemosha Kasa Rashi L'Kaman. What's the Kemosha Kasa Rashi L'Kaman? The Gemara on Chesam and Aleph talks about a case where you have a Kupa Muneches B'Rishus HaRabim. You have a box in Rishus HaRabim that has the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara says you can't be notel v'nostein from the Rishus HaRabim to the Kli. Because you're going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. However, if the Kli is less than 10 tefachim tall, so then the Gemara says it's mutter l'taltel from the Kli to Rishus HaRabim. So Rashi says, how could that be? The Kli should really be a Karmelis. And there's an Isser Midrabanon to be notel from the Karmelis to the Rishus HaRabim. So Rashi says, v'im tomar pachas mi'ud v'chavar dalet Karmelis hi, lo gazur rabanon l'vetule mitoras kelim hol v'klihu. Very cryptic answer. But the point is that in Karmelis Bekalim, since this is a Kli and in Karmelis Bekalim, so therefore it's mutter to take from it to Rishus HaRabim. There's no Isser Drabanan. What's not clear in Rashi, though, is what now is the status of this Kli? Is the Kli now a Mokom Ptur? Since they can't be Gozer a Karmelis, so you revert to a Mokom Ptur, which is what a Karmelis seems to be Midoraisa. Rabbanan can't be gozer, it's a daraisa makom p'tur. Or are you saying that the kli becomes part of the Rishus HaRabim? It's not clear. Rashi says you can't be gozer a karmelis. Tosos was clearly interpreting Rashi as saying that in karmelis be kli, and therefore the kli is batel to the Rishus HaRabim itself. Because if the kli now became a makom p'tur, you can't say that our Mishnah is a case of akira mir Rishus HaYachid and hanacha mi makom p'tur, because then he should have been pater. Hesitosis is assuming that Rashi means that a Kli cannot be either a Karmelis or a Malkom Ptur. That's Tosis' interpretation of Rashi. So just step back for a second. So what do we mean when we say in Karmelis Bekalim? So according to Tosfos on Hey Amid Aleph and according to the Meiri on Ches Amid Aleph, in Karmelis Bekalim means it can't be either a Karmelis or a Mokom Ptur. A Kli B'Rishus HaRabim is going to be a Rishus HaRabim itself. Rashi himself is ambiguous. Agos HaShri in Perek Aleph Simen Tesvav is explicit, like the other interpretation of Rashi, that a Kli cannot be a Karmelis, but it is a Mokom Ptur. Okay, so Machlokes, what do we mean by in Karmelis Bekelim? The problem is, there's a bit of a stira b'divrei Rashi. What exactly we mean by in Karmelis Bekalim? Rashi, on the bottom of Ches Amid Aleph, says that a Kli cannot be a Karmelis hol v'klihu. So there's no shame Karmelis whatsoever. The shame Kli and the shame Karmelis are incompatible. Yet, Rashi, on the top of Ches Amid Aleph, when the Gemara says, at least according to Rashi's interpretation, that you're only chayiv for throwing kelim and not chayiv for throwing reshuyos, Rashi seems to suggest that fundamentally, you should have been chayiv, you should have been potter for throwing a karmelis, because that's zrikas reshuyos, except that a kli is only a karmelis l'chumra, not a karmelis l'kula. Right? Because a kli being a karmelis l'inyan zrika would be a kula. So you have a stira, because Rashi in the bottom says that a kli is not a karmelis. Rashi on the top of Ches Amid Aleph says it is a karmelis, but only a karmelis l'chumra. So Har Miyashi, the stira in Rashi's. So we suggested in Shira is a very nice very nice suggestion, that what he means on the bottom of Chesamid Aleph is that you can't be gozer the quasi Rishus Rabim status of Carmelis onto a Kli. That's what you can't be gozer. Can't say this is a Rishus Rabim. Can't say a Kli is a Rishus Rabim Midrabanan. But that a Kli should have a shame Rishus Bifnei Atzmo? Rashi never said you can't have that. So on the top of Chesamid Aleph, with respect to Zrikas Rishuyos, all we care about is the fact that a Kli, or that if it's a Carmelis, it would have a Shem Rishus, which a Kli very well may have. The only problem is that you can't be Gozer, the quasi Shem Rishus Harabim. So merely you're not going to have any Kasha B'Divrei Rashi. With respect to Zrikas Kalim, so a Kli is going to be a quasi Rishus if it has Dalet al Dalet. With respect to an Isser Tiltel from one Rishus into a Kli, so there we're not going to be goes there the shame Carmelis of having a quasi Rishus Arabim, or a quasi shame Rishus Arabim. A Carmelis has a status of a quasi shame Rishus Arabim and a quasi shame Rishus Ayachid, right? Which is distinct from a shame Rishus. So we're willing to say that a Kli has a Shem Rishus. We're not willing to say that a Kli has a quasi Shem Rishus Rabim or quasi Shem Rishus Ayachid.
In this case, it would be quasi Shem Rishus Ayachid.
What?
In this case, it would have been quasi Shem Rishus.
For the Gemara, for the case of Kupasa Munechas Rishus Rabim? Seemingly. Yeah. I mean, possibly. Unless you want to say that part of the Isser Tiltel is that you can't go from one kind of Rishus Rabim into another kind of Rishus Rabim. Not 100% sure. Okay. So the problem, this is Kornblus Kasha and Shir. That is a very nice answer. But what's peculiar about it is Rashi's very rationale for why a Kli can't be a Carmelis. Rashi's rationale is that there's a stira between a Shem Kli and a Shem Rishus. Ein Gozrin Bo Din Carmelis, hold of a Kli Hu. Right, it seems like the category of Kli and Rishus are incompatible. So now, when you want to say on the top of Chesamid Aleph that this Kli has a Shem Rishus Lein and Zrika, it seems a bit. It seems like you're splitting hairs. That was Kornblus Kasha. The answer to the question has to be that when we say that there's a stira between a Shem Kli and a Carmelis, it's only between a Shem Kli and a Carmelis. It's not a stira between a Shem Kli and a Shem Rishus. What? Yeah. Meaning, so when Rashi on the top of Chesamid Aleph says that it's a Zrika, and in Rishuyos, Rashi's saying, yeah, it has a Shem Rishus del Raisa of Makom Ptur, or Shem Rishus Drabanan of Makom Ptur. The contradiction is to say that it has a Shem Carmelis and a Shem Kli. That would be the stira. That's what's incompatible. And that explicitly is the position of the Rimi Gash, and the answer to Yoni's question that he asked in Shir. It's explicit on the Gemara and Chesamid Aleph also, that if this Kli is Dalet al Dalet and has Mechitos of Asarat Tfachim, that this Kli would be Rishus Ayachid. So Al-Karach, you see that a Kli could turn into a full Shem Rishus Ayachid. So the Rimi Gash's answer is that once it becomes a Rishus Ayachid, then it's no longer considered a Chafetz. Once it loses dimensions of Rishus Ayachid, so then it comes back into the category of Chafetzim. Okay? So it's really only a Carmelis that would have a stira between it and a Shem Kli. That's all one approach to why Rashi's position why you can't have Carmelis Bekalim. And nafkamina to that, Tosus on Yidala from a base. Let's say you could be Mafkia the Shem Kli for some reason. Physically it's a Kli, it looks like a Kli. But if you're Mafkia the Shem Kli, so then L'chora there wouldn't be a problem with it being a Carmelis. Tosus on Yidala from a base says, based off the Gemara, that a Gat that's Mechubar Lekarka is considered a Carmelis. A vat where you press grapes. It's Carmelis. Tosus says, I ain't Carmelis Bekalim. Tosus says, V'afal gav de ain't Carmelis Bekalim. Hai gat, kivin de mechubel karka lav shmei kli. It's the moment you lose the shame kli, so you can come back and have a shame Carmelis. But there is a whole other approach to why you would say ain't Carmelis Bekalim. And here it's not because of the stira between the shame kli and the shame Carmelis. But because you think that a Kli will be Batel to the Rishus HaRabim where it's standing. So the Rashba on Hey Amid Aleph who is bothered by the Kasha Mirabusa, in the reading of the Shaka Vitaria and Dafei, the Rashba suggests that what was the Havmin of the Gemara that you could have a Trask, you could say the Mishnah is a case of Trask or Lamala Me'asara? So he answers, the Gemara never had such a Havmina. Because that would be a full Rosh Hashayachid. What's the Shaka Vitaria? The proof is that you see from Trask or Lamala Me'asara that even inside Avir Rosh Hasharabim, you could have a Shem Rosh Hashayachid. The Kli is Cholek Mokom La'atzma. So Kol Shekein, if you could have a Rishus HaYochid inside Avi Rishus HaRabim, Kol Shekein, you could have a Rishus Karmelis, which is Rishus Drabanon, inside Avi Rishus HaRabim, Lamata Me'asara. That's the Shaka V'Tarya in the Gemara. Very strange assumption. The assumption being that Rishus HaRabim extends Lamala Me'asara. That's the Havmin of the Gemara. And that would parallel, maybe, what we saw in Tosfos on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, that really Avi Rishus HaRabim is Lamala Me'asara, unless you have a Davar Kavua there.
Why did we assume that Rosh Hasharabim is extending Lamala Me'asara as opposed to just assuming that Makom Torah has a Shem Rishus? Why did we assume that Rosh Hasharabim is extending Lamala Me'asara to Rashba?
Tell you in a second. Because he says Rosh Hasharabim. Well, you want to say it's Bereshis Makom Patur, right?
He says Bereshis, yeah, it's going to be Plug Bereshis Yachid and Bereshis Harabim.
Yeah. That's how we assumed it.
Doesn't just mean, like, in Avir above Bereshis Harabim?
Imkain.
Does someone use Bereshis Harabim to refer to any area within
the Imkain, Plug Polygad Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. The Ilu Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Bereshis Yachid Hava, Shehu Bereshis Gomor De Oraisa, Bizman Shehu Bereshis Harabim Lamala Me'asara. Right, so it seems like
a total area that includes Rosh Hasharabim, but Lamala.
Yeah, but his kasha is not Makom Patur.
Sounds
like it. Sounds like it's Rosh Hasharabim Lamala Himena. No.
Lamala Himena.
And then
and then
Umishani, what's his answer? The Ein Sham Rishus Sheyivatel Hakli Lagamri. The Rosh Hasharabim Eino Ola Lamala Me'asara. His answer is that there's no Rosh Hashanah there because Rosh Hasharabim is not Ola Lamala Me'asara. Sounds like the Havamina is that Rosh Hasharabim reaches above.
Or the Havamina is that it doesn't matter, and there's a Makom Patur that should be...
Doesn't sound that way from the Lashon. A, it doesn't sound that way from the Lashon. B, that would make the Kal V'Chomer very strange. Because the Kal V'Chomer is from a Rosh Hashayachid inside a Makom Patur to a Karmelis inside a Rosh Hasharabim.
I assume there's one status of a Rosh Hashanah that's going to prevent other Rosh
Hashanah. You could reread it. You'd have to work around the language here if you want to reread it. Pashtos, when he says that the maskana is that Rosh Hasharabim is in Ola Malam Asara, is that his Havamina was that it was. What? That what? Conceptual reading. I hear. Very good. So that's the position of the Rashba. It's a Kol Shekein from Rosh Hashayachid L'mala Me'asara. One second. Either way, the assumption of the Rashba is a little surprising. Because the Rashba is saying, if you could have a Rosh Hashayachid, which is a Rosh Hashayachid D'Oraisa inside a Rosh Hasharabim, Kol Shekein, you could have a Rosh D'Rabbanan inside a Rosh Hasharabim. Very strange Kal V'Chomer. Why are you assuming it's easier to create a Shem Karmelis than it is to create a Shem Rosh Hashayachid? Right? You might have said, and this is a suggesting in Shir, you might have said the opposite. Since a Karmelis is already a quasi Rosh Hasharabim, so then if it's inside a Rosh Hasharabim, it will be batel to it. Whereas a Rosh Hashayachid, which is Cholik, Makom La'atzman with Mechitzos, that could exist inside a Rosh Hasharabim. And so clearly the Rasha wasn't assuming that way. But that would be an easy way to undermine his Kal V'Chomer. You should know, relevant to this discussion, is the important question, what happens when you have a Makom Patur inside a Karmelis? You have a fire hydrant inside most of our, let's say you hold that most of our Rosh Hasharabims are really Karmelis. Because you have Mechitzos, or you have like cross streets, so you don't have Shishim Rebo. What's the din? It's the big shiloh. You know, you find something in your pocket, what do you do? There's no Erev. Do you put it down on the Makom Patur, or do you keep walking? Because there's no Hanacha. So there's actually 2 days in the Rishonim, whether you say Matzah Minas Mino V'Neyor. Because since a Carmelis Mido Raisa is really a Makom Patur, so you might say that a Makom Patur becomes Batel to the Carmelis around it. And it too becomes a Carmelis. The whole city is a Carmelis. Which is a Makom Patur Midaraisa, which there goes Midrabanan. And then you have this little Makom Patur of fire hydrant inside it. So that's not Cholek Rishus Lasmo. That's Batel to the larger Makom Patur Midaraisa, which is now a Carmelis. That also becomes a Carmelis. It's 2 days in the Rishonim. That's very important for this relationship between the Shem Carmelis Midrabanan and the Shem Makom Patur Midaraisa. Just gonna point that out. So what's a nafkamina to this question? So again, so we have two different ways of understanding why there's in Carmelis Bekalim. Either it's because the stira between the Shem Carmelis and the Kli, like Rashi suggested, or it's because the Kli is batel to the Rosh Hasharabim around it. But what's going to happen when you have a certain kind of a permanent Kli, which won't be batel to the Rosh Hasharabim around it? What would you say then? So this very well may be the case of Na'at Kana b'Rosh Hasharabim, where the Rambam in Perek Yedalet Halacha Yedches, the Rambam says, Na'at Kana v'traskel b'Rosho b'Rosh Hasharabim, Mashmo, so the Rambam is afilu lemata me'asara, as the Magen Mishnah pointed out, and Melman was medayik so nicely in the Rambam. So even lemata me'asara, the Rambam says you're potter, because it's not considered a Rosh Hasharabim. So why is the Chaskol not considered a Rosh Hasharabim? Shouldn't you say ein Carmelis bekelim, and it's batel to the Rosh Hasharabim? The Ravid seems to say the exact same thing. The Ravid has a sagus there. And you have two ways of understanding the Ravid. We suggested in Shir that the Ravid actually holds, because of this case of Kane, Lamata, Miyud, inside Rosh Hasharabim, that the Ravid holds Yesh Karmelis Bekalim. Lamaskana. That's why this Trasko, Lamata, Noat Kana, Trasko, Barosha, Lamata, Me'asar is going to be considered a Karmelis. So the Achorim don't understand the Ravid that way. They assume that Noat Kana is more kavua than a kli. So since it's more kavua than a trasko biyado, then it won't be batel to the Rosh Hasharabim. That seems to be a chiddush of the Ravid and the Rambam in understanding trasko bikana lamata me'asara. It's a permanent kli. A permanent kli won't be batel to the Rosh Hasharabim, and it will retain its shame karmos.
How in the world are you reading the Rambam afilu lamata me'asara? It says she'ein v'shut harabim ela adasara. Same sentence. I don't understand how in the world you're reading it.
Maybe you should ask your neighbor here.
The word she'ein v'shut harabim ela adasara is an expression of the weakness of v'shut harabim, so that the case can even be even below 10.
Very good. That's what the Magen Mishnah suggests. What does the Rambam mean she'ein v'shut harabim ela adasara? Since you see that avi v'shut harabim is weak, and it only extends Adasara, so therefore Abba Rosh Hasharabim doesn't have the ability to mevatel the kli of the Trasko Bekana.
What you really wanted him to say was Rosh Hasharabim and Ola Ela Adasara, and Amal Me'asara is Makom Patur.
Right.
The words Amal Me'asara is Makom Patur is what you wanted. But he doesn't say that.
For your explanation, you should say, because Amal Me'asara is a Makom Patur.
He doesn't say that.
Ram says, no, it's the weakness of Rosh Hasharabim that it only extends Lamata Me'asara, and therefore it doesn't have the koach to mevatel a shame kli, a trasko bekana, inside it. That's the Ram's read. Perek Yud Dalid, Halacha Yud Ches.
Okay, I'll argue afterwards. I have no idea why you're saying it, but I'll argue afterwards.
The problem is, you have a Rambam without the Magen Mishnah.
Okay.
Right? That's how the Magen Mishnah wants to read it, and that's also how Melman was medayik in the Rambam's Lashon in Perek Yedal, Halacha Yud Ches. Very similar to the Magen Mishnah's Diyak.
Different.
It's almost a pella that they're mechaving to the same interpretation after you brought the Magen Mishnah to our intention.
I contest that Yonatan, first read the Rambam, was medayik right away.
Very good.
So, okay, it's also good. Different.
Good.
Saying a different point than my
comfort. And you're saying a different point.
I need to defend myself from you.
No, you don't. Absolutely not. Good. So here we mention that this language of the Rambam is very parallel to the Lashon of the Ramban on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Ramban argued that you can never have a Rosh Hasharabim extending inside a Rosh Hasayachid. Why? Because Ramban says, V'ha Rosh Hasharabim eino ola ela ad la'asara. Since a Rosh Hasharabim is a weak Shem Rishus, therefore it can't extend into Rishus HaYachid. The Rambam is arguing even greater. The Rambam is saying that since the Rishus HaRabim is weak, it can't even be Mevatel, a Kli that's a Karmelis Besocho, which is a much stronger argument about the weakness of Avi Rishus HaRabim. There's one more interesting nafkamina to this question about the strength of the Avi Rishus HaRabim. Tosus on Hey Amid Aleph, which we recently just saw, the Kosel Meshupa B'mayim Yordin Al Gabov. You have the slanted wall inside the Rishus HaRabim, and Kolet Mayim Me'al Gabov. So the Tosus said, the Gemara assumed that it's an Akira Me'al Gabi Rishus HaRabim. Tosus says, how is this Kosel Meshupa Rishus HaRabim? A Kosel Rishus HaRabim should be a Karmelis, or a Mokum Ptur if it's not Dalet Al Dalet. So it says, it must be Rabim Mechatfen Aleph. So that turns the Kosel into Rishus HaRabim. Kolet Me'al Gabov is now considered an Akira Mirshus Rabim. The Ramban disagreed, and the Ramban said, I think even without Rabim Mechatfen Alav, this Kosel Meshupa is considered Rishus Rabim. Why? Because Avi Rishus Rabim permeates everywhere Lamata Me'asara. So one explanation that we gave in Shir is to say that Tosvos and the Ramban are arguing about the Koach of Avi Rishus Rabim Lamata Me'asara. According to the Ramban, Avi Rishus Rabim has the ability to transform a Kosel Meshupa into Rishus HaRabim. According to Tosos, it doesn't. That was one interpretation that we gave for that Machlokas. Even though the Ramban himself holds that it's the weakness of Avi Rishus HaRabim that it doesn't extend the Ma'ala Me'asara. Is that what you're going to say? Wow, you really like pointing out like the Ramban's L'shitasos. I don't want the Ramban can't be L'shitasos. Yeah, but it's Gedara and Echnami. But the difference is that one's L'Ma'ala Me'asara. Right, it's weakness. It has some weaknesses because not all the Ma'al Me'asara, and therefore it can't go into a Rishus HaYachid, but it could envelop this Kosel Meshupa. The Rambam or Lechora holds that it can't envelop a Kosel Meshupa because Rambam holds that it can't envelop the Trasko Al Gabe Kana. Isaac.
Wouldn't that more likely fall into Rambam? Well, it's not a thing of weakness of the Ma'al, but a thing that just Rishus HaRabim can't extend and cast itself.
And Hanami, I think it's, you might say that's part of the weakness of Rishus HaRabim.
Because
Rishus HaYachid could extend outside itself. Because Ramban's okay with saying that the Rishus HaYachid enters the Rishus HaRabim.
Right, but I'm saying that the Ramban's also okay with saying that the Avi Rishus HaRabim inside the Rishus HaRabim is very strong.
Right. Right, but it has weaknesses that it can't extend inside a contrary Rishus. Whereas Rishus HaYachid could extend. You might say it's not the weakness of the Rishus HaRabim, it's the strength of the Rishus HaYachid. That's what you want to say?
I don't know if it's the strength of the Rishus as much as the ability to, I guess, carry over outside of its own Rishus. I don't know why that's a function of strength.
I don't think we mean muscle strength when we talk about the Rishus. It's not a war of Rishus, but...
I mean, the Rishus is more, I guess, tight-knit. It can't spill out.
Well, it could spill out, because Ramban's whole point is that it could spill out onto this Kosel Meshupa.
No, that's in the Rishus.
Well, it's questionable. I mean, Tosos thinks that it's kind of outside the Rishus HaRabim.
No, he thinks that Avi doesn't matter.
I don't think so. Tosos is assuming that this would not be a Rishus HaRabim. So you need Rav Mechatfen Olav to turn it into Rishus HaRabim. And what does Ramban hold? Ramban holds that by default, anything that's in Avi Rishus HaRabim becomes Rishus HaRabim.
Right, and Tosos is arguing that not everything that's in Avi.
But why, when it's a straight wall or a pillar, does Ramban think it's a Karmelis? No, not the Vilah Shemina, Amud Rishus HaRabim.
Oh, on top of it.
Not the Amud itself. There you need Rav Mechatfen Olav. The Amud itself, you need Rav Mechatfen Olav to turn it into Rishus HaRabim.
From what part of it into Rishus HaRabim?
The Chor of the Amud.
Why does the Amud matter?
Top? Size?
The whole thing.
What does that mean, the whole thing? What does it matter?
What's this Amud over here?
It's an Amud.
Right, so Pashas is Rishus HaYachid, actually.
Right.
So an Amud Rishus HaRabim, is it a Karmelis or is it a Rishus HaRabim?
But leaning on what? Like if you throw something against it, it'll be a Rishus HaRabim, and if you throw something on top of it, it'll be a Karmelis.
No. If you throw something on the side of it, it's Noch Ba'avi Rishus HaRabim, because it's not Noch on the Karmelis, it's not Noch on the Amud.
Okay, so we just ignore the Amud, most of the Amud, and we just are only done on the top part.
I mean, you think that the Amud doesn't have a Shem Rishus?
Say it does.
Is that what you're assuming?
I don't know if it matters so much. But
well, that's what you're contending. You're contending you can't have a Shem Rishus. Okay. I'm giving the simplest read of Machlokas in Tosos and the Ramban is that for Tosos, this is a Karmelis. You need Rabim Mechatfen Olav to transform it into Rishus HaRabim. The Ramban holds you don't even need Rav Mechatzon because the fact that it's an Avi Rosh Hasharabim means it's a Rosh Hasharabim. Now you're disputing that and you're saying.
I mean, everyone's going to agree with the occasion and put it on top of the Amalek. Everyone's going to agree with the occasion and put it on top of the Amalek.
Right.
To
correct. It's Gemara.
Right. So
I think you'd argue that Ramban would say that a Kosel Meshupa has a different status halachically than the Amud. Right? This is all working within that interpretation of the Kosel Meshupa. If you think that Kosel Meshupa is about Hanacha Be'avir Rosh Hasharabim, then you'd give a different interpretation. That's where you get into the sidewall versus the slanted wall. But I'm saying, if you think it's all about the strength of the Avi Rosh Hasharabim to transform an Amud Besocho, Amud Meshupa Besocho, so then you have this similar Machlokas in the Ramban and Tosfos. Okay, finally, when you want to ask whether something is a Carmelis, so you have to meet two basic criteria. It has to be part of the Rosh Hasharabim, because otherwise it's not Shaykh to call it a Carmelis. Has to be related to the Rosh Hasharabim somehow. But it also can't be too much a part of the Rosh Hasharabim, because then it'll be Bata and it'll be Rosh Hasharabim Atzma. So wherein lies the problem of Ein Karmelis Bekelim? So here you have two opposite formulations in the Rishonim. According to the Ra'ah and Daf Ches Amud Aleph, a Karmelis by definition is something that does not have Drisa Hasharabim, meaning a Carmelis, if this thing is the Rosh Hasharabim, it's not a Carmelis. Drisa Hasharabim turns it into Rosh Hasharabim, like Rabbi Mechatzon Alav. So what's the problem of Ein Carmelis Bekelim? Since they're so naidi, since they're always moved around, so they're batal to the Rosh Hasharabim itself. So Mamela, Ein Carmelis Bekelim, because they're just a chelik of the Rosh Hasharabim. They're a part of that larger Drisa Hasharabim. That's the formulation of the Ra, and I've quoted in the Ra and Daf Ches Amud Aleph. He doesn't. His formulation does not say that since so many people use it, it's considered Rosh Hasharabim. Does
right.
Not say
but
that.
But
is there
also
Asui.
Asui Linat.
Yeah.
Isn't it easier to just read it as that the Shtam Rosh Hasharabim is the same thing as Drisa Hasharabim? Drisa Hasharabim is just Hasharabim.
You could say that. You could say that.
What does Linat tell us here at Shtam
Rosh? Right. He thinks that like just like feet trample on Rosh Hasharabim's hands also patter across Kalim and Rosh Hasharabim.
Well,
yeah, I tend to agree with the Akir, especially when he's disagreeing with you. So. But yeah, I hear that. That's a possible read also of the Ra. It's possible. The contrary formulation is the Ritva on Gimel Amud Beis, where the Ritva argues that Yad can never be a real Carmelis. Why? Because a Carmelis needs Drisa Hasharabim. And since a Yad or a Carmelis needs, what's the Lashon? He needs that the Rabbim are involved in it. So since a Yad is so far removed from being an integral or being Batel to a Rosh Hasharabim, it's part of your body, so it's impossible to say that Yad is going to have a real Din Carmelis. So you might have an important Nafkamina between the Ra and the Ritva. The Nafkamina may be the Machlokas between Tosos and the Meiri on the one hand and the Gaos Hashvi on the other hand. According to the Ritva, the point of Ein Carmelis Bekelim is that it's so mufka from Rosh Hasharabim, and Mela might be a Malkum Patur. According to the Ra, the point of Ein Carmelis Bekelim is that since the Kli is always moving around and is batal to the Rosh Hasharabim, or it has Tfisas Yidei HaRabim, has the fingerprints of the Rabim, so then it's going to be batal to the Rosh Hasharabim like the position of Tosos and the Meiri. Okay, so next time we'll pick up with the Sugya of Shtei Kochos Ba'adam Echad, and Mayim Agabi Mayim. Because the written